Blog Talk Radio.
Talk radio for the mobility community. Talk radio for the mobility community.
Welcome to K-Move Radio, talk radio for the mobility community. Today is Thursday, January the 22nd. I'm Lorraine Carasosa here with Clay Goodman.
And we are sponsored by S&M Moving Systems, who has been moving quality beyond expectations since 1918. And Lorraine Carasosa, why does today sound so familiar to me?
Today is my birthday.
All right, so on the count of three, all those K-Move listeners are going to say happy birthday to Lorraine. One, two, three. Happy birthday, Lorraine.
Thank you. Okay, let's move along quickly here.
Keep on moving. So the birthday party today is going to be all about BAM.
Yes, Bay Area Mobility Management.
That's what it stands for.
And we have three wonderful guests today for our show.
Our guests are going to be Jolise from SADIF, and she's going to give us a perspective of why a supplier should attend a BAM meeting.
Right.
And then the next guest would be...
Linnea, and she is from Trimble, and she's going to give us the corporate view on why someone should attend a BAM meeting.
Great. And we're going to start off today with our good friend and longtime K-Move participant and fan, Ciela Lewis, who is actually the president of BAM, right?
Yes, she is.
And she's also with Citibank, so if you need anything from Citibank, Ciela is your lady. She's waiting now in the blue and gold room.
Right? I thought they're called the green room.
Well, that's Charlie Rose and Gail King. They have a green room. So since our colors are blue and gold, they're in the blue and gold room, and we're going to bring Ciela now out from the room and into the studio.
Wonderful. Let's go.
Welcome back to K-Move Radio, Ciela Lewis. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Woohoo!
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
And I know you're excited because it's a special day, too, right?
It is a special day, I hear. I hear that there's a birthday in the air.
Yes.
And so I want to give a big happy birthday wish to Lorraine.
Yes.
Thank you. I am 25 years old today.
Oh, your wish came true.
Thank you for the birthday wishes, Ciela.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We're excited about the upcoming BAM conference. Ciela, will you please tell our K-Move listeners when the conference will be and where?
Yeah, the conference is on Thursday, February 26th from 7:30 in the morning till 6:30 in the evening. I know that sounds like a long day, but there's a lot of great stuff that's going to go on from morning till evening.
Good.
And in order to accommodate the attendance this year, we've moved the conference to the beautiful Fremont Marriott.
Oh, the Fremont Marriott.
Anyone that needs a hotel room can also take advantage of the BAM rate that we've negotiated for $195 a night plus tax.
Great.
And you can make your reservations by February 9th directly through our website under the events section, hotel information.
Super.
Oh, good.
Good deal.
Ciela, I know the BAM conferences always have a theme to them. What's this year's theme?
I am happy to tell you and share with you this year's theme. It does take a lot of thought and a lot of time to really look at a lot of different suggestions so that we come to a consensus on the conference committee. And this year's theme is Innovate, Integrate, Motivate, Together Towards Tomorrow. And it's really about working together as corporates and suppliers, I think.
You know, all the breakout sessions during the conference just sound just wonderful and interesting and very helpful for anybody that's in the world of mobility. But the one that really attracted me was Disrupting the Global Mobility Space. I like disruption.
Well, that's good. I think it's quite catchy. But in all seriousness, as an industry, we need to continually look for new ways to deliver and service the needs of the corporate community.
Yes.
So this session will focus on understanding the customer needs for today as well as tomorrow, and will highlight how the shifting customer demographics and expectations that are driving disruption in global mobility.
Awesome.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, looking forward to that session.
Good session.
Is there going to be a roundtable session as well before the conference?
There will absolutely be a roundtable session again, as always, a corporate-only roundtable session, and it's going to be led this year again by Peggy Smith, Worldwide ERC CEO, and Eric Halverson, Director of Global Mobility for eBay. Eric and Peggy will review the year's hottest benchmarking topics that were brought up by our Bay Area corporate group throughout the year. It's interesting. It is such a robust benchmarking group. They're literally 1 to 2 benchmarking questions that get brought up each week to the entire group. And so we thought that it would be really beneficial to do a review of those hot topics in case, you know, some people had missed the outcomes.
Good idea. Can you tell us a little bit also about the keynote presentation this year? I know it's going to be unique.
Yeah, the keynote this year is being led by a couple of individuals, Tim and Chris O'Shea. I believe they are a married couple. And they are humorous motivational speakers who we're asking kind of to bring a fresh and different way to get their people inspired. So the session is going to focus kind of, it's fun and sort of in a hilarious way, on dealing with change. So through motivational humor, the O'Shea's help audiences feel less defensive about change, kind of put their minds at ease, and open their minds to progress.
It's great.
This, I think, is kind of critical since our industry seems to be going through constant change at a really accelerated pace these days.
Yes, it really does. I know that Rajiv from KPMG helped you get these speakers, and Lorraine showed me a video of them. And man, they're awesome.
They're
really, really good.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be quite uplifting and fun. And,
absolutely.
And hopefully really, you know, take some good things away from their topic.
Yeah, we can't wait to see them live.
I know.
Late-breaking news.
We have a present for Lorraine Carasosa and for our friends at BAM. Our great friend.
Rich Kubek.
Yes, the jingle man for K-Move Radio. He is presenting a new jingle for BAM for us right now, right, Lorraine?
Yes, let's take a listen to it.
This is exciting.
Bam, bam, ba, bam, 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 ba, bam, 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 ba, bam, 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 ba, bam.
Innovate, integrate, motivate, together towards tomorrow. Bay Area Mobility Management.
Wow, how cool was that, Ray?
That's great. So, you listeners, if you want to be famous and have your own jingle, like we do, and BAM does now, then get a hold of Rich Kubek, and please, you know, contact us, and we can give you all the information on how to find Rich Kubek, who just writes these amazing jingles for us. He's a true professional.
Yes, Clay, he's truly talented. In fact, he created a bonus jingle for BAM. So listen to the show to its entirety, and at the end, we will play the other BAM jingle. Let's get back to our show now.
I was talking to one of the BAM board members, and I was really excited that they were telling us that you're having something new this year at BAM with the social media. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
We are. We have formed specifically our social media crew, and they're going to be engaging in social media posts from now through the day of the conference. So there's several different ways that people can keep involved and see what's going on from now until the conference. You can follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @BAMRELO, and that's BAMMRELO. They can like us on the BAM Facebook page to get fun facts and sort of inspiration for the conference. And you can join our LinkedIn group to be part of the discussion. And finally, if you would like to become part of a social media crew, you can let us know by using the Contact Us page on the website.
Oh,
and then we
perfect.
Can get you onto that crew.
That sounds like a lot of fun, like up my alley there.
Yeah.
Yes, I think, are you not on our social media crew yet, Lorraine?
Soon to be.
Yeah, soon to be. I'll sign up today.
Yeah.
Also,
okay.
We'll have some upcoming info on our K-Move Radio Facebook page as well. So we can have some of these links that go directly to your website at mybam.org.
Yeah, glad to help there.
Yes.
That'd be terrific.
Although, I don't know how much help you're going to need. Last year, it was a total sellout. And I expect that might be the same this year, don't you?
Well, we certainly hope so. And I'm very optimistic that the way that registration is going so far, that we're looking really good for another sellout. So that's our goal.
Wow, way to go. I think last year was like almost 300 people?
Yeah, it was actually a little bit more than that.
Oh, goodness.
So yeah.
We are going for higher numbers this year, if at all possible.
Mm-hmm. Let's go for 400.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's just break, Let's break it and go to 400.
Let's go for 400.
Well, I'm glad that we already registered. So.
Yeah, we're registered, so we're happy about that. But could you tell us, how does a person get registered?
Sure, absolutely. So you're going to go to the BAM website, www.mybam.org. And on the homepage, you can link to the registration. There are different pricing levels. The corporates are complimentary. They have to have an active membership before they register. So if a corporate does not have a membership, they can sign up for one for free. And then we have early bird pricing right now that's available until February 1st. And members on the early bird pricing are $200, which means that you have to be an active member, paid supplier member as of January 1st or before you actually register for the conference. And
okay.
Then non-members are $275. After February 1st, members are $250 and non-members are $350. And again, our corporates are free.
No matter when they sign up.
Yeah.
They can sign
That's
up anytime.
Right. Well, I hope everybody takes advantage of the early bird registration.
Sure. Yes, they better. There won't be room for them.
It's true.
So, that's always the possibility. Yes. I know that we definitely had some challenges last year, so we are hoping that we are in really good shape with attendance by the first part of February.
I just thought of this question. Peggy Smith will be on an upcoming K-Move show. I know she, as you mentioned, she'll be at this conference. Do the people attending, do they get credits from ERC for attending?
Absolutely. There will be CR credits offered, and you can find out how many credits on our website.
Good.
We're still in the process of submitting our sessions and getting the approval from ERC, but there will definitely be CRP credits again this year.
That was good to know.
Good.
Great.
Stella, I know this has been a lot of work for a lot of people, and once again, you're the president of this. Are there some board members you'd like to do a shout out to for the hard work they've done?
Yeah. I would like to give a shout out to my entire board. They have really, they're the backbone behind the organization. Good. They let me stand up there and kind of lead things, but without them, we couldn't move forward with all the great initiatives and priorities that we like to take BAM to, into the next wave of the future. And then I would also like to give a shout out to the conference committee, because as you can imagine, putting on a conference like this takes a whole entirely separate group that focuses solely just on the activities for setting up the conference. And we are, as you can imagine, in the fabulous crunch time, but
yes,
everything is coming together. So I really would love to say a big thank you to everyone that's been active and involved in the board and the conference committee.
Well, thank you.
Great.
And thank you again for coming on to K-Move Radio. We always enjoy having you on. And speaking of your board, the next two guests are actually the co-chair.
That is terrific.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again. It's always my pleasure to come on and talk to you guys. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Stella.
I'd like to welcome Jolise Ledvina. She works at SEDIF, and she is the Global Account Sales Executive.
Welcome, Jolise.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So thank you for calling in. You've probably been on the radio many, many times, I would think, huh?
This is my first time. My first time on K-Move.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Good, good.
Exciting.
So we have a couple questions to ask you about the upcoming BAM conference. First of all, what's your role with BAM in this conference?
Linnea and I are co-chairing the conference for 2015.
Great. Good for you. And thank you for doing that for all of us in the mobility community.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's great to we've been a member of BAM for quite some time. It was great to be asked to co-chair, and have to say I'm working with a phenomenal group. The committee's been fantastic, hardworking, and we're looking forward to another great conference.
Awesome.
Oh, good.
Good deal.
Probably keeps you busy as well.
It's my other job.
Yeah
I bet. As far as the BAM meetings, why should HR global mobility professionals attend a BAM meeting? In other words, what's the value behind it?
Good question.
Very good question. I think you've got the BAM meetings, and then you've got the conference itself. And I think from looking with the focus on the conference, I think one thing we really start with is what is the value? And we realize that it's not easy for everybody to take a day off of work and come join us. So really, I think we look at from a speaker standpoint, are the topics relevant? That's a big focus. Are there new trends and new ideas that will have an impact in my job on a daily basis? So we truly looking at the takeaway. Mm-hmm. And of course, having and even fresh speakers, fresh ideas.
I think, you know, what we're talking about here is being a subject expert and to be a thought leader. So when you attend these, you can become all that, and that's what's important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and it's educational. It's networking with your peers, with corporate and suppliers.
Yes.
The education, the takeaways, and hopefully, like we said, for you to be able to go back to work the next day and actually apply what you learned.
That's great. We both are in sales, and been in sales for a long time. If you've been with BAM for a long time, and I'm me too. So for people who are in sales, whether they're selling temporary housing or household goods like we do, what do you think is the benefit to them to attend a BAM meeting?
From a supplier standpoint, it's the networking.
Yeah.
And BAM has grown so much over the last few years. It's really exciting to see the corporate membership grow and the supplier membership grow. And everybody's hungry to learn. I mean, the corporate people want to talk to the suppliers and learn all about what we do. And we want to give back to them.
You know, what I've gained from it is the relationships, and I know you have too, mm-hmm. because even in these
yes.
days where procurement's in our business, it's still a value to develop a relationship, and it may not be a relationship that comes to fruition right away. It may take 3, 4, 5, 8 years, but someday just, you know, the people that you know, the reputation that you gain at these meetings will do you well someday.
Yeah. It really does, and like we said, we go way back. Like,
way back.
and look at us. I mean, I think we've known each other for 20-plus years.
Yes.
Back there. And it really is. It is the relationships that stay with you, and we rely on each other and help each other out through the years.
I totally agree.
Right. And then from my inner point of view, I'm usually the person behind the scenes. So I've been going to these BAM meetings now more regularly.
Yes.
And it's kind of nice to put a face to all the emails that I usually send out to our customers.
That does help.
Yeah.
So thank you for being on K-Move Radio. But, you know, speaking of Lorraine, there at the conference, be sure you keep an eye out for her because she is the official, what's your title?
A videographer and photographer for BAM.
The official one. So when you see Lorraine, be sure you wave at her.
Microphone and the camera.
And the camera, yes. She'll make one of her famous movies and trailers about this conference. So be looking forward
to it.
All right. Well, thanks again for coming on. We know you're real busy. We appreciate you calling in.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Don't move away. We're going to take a quick break here, but then we're going to be back with Linnea Quihoy from Trimble Navigation.
Hello, K-Move listeners. This is Chris Barnett from Amber Lodging Company. From the San Francisco Bay Area to Malta, New York, there's an increase in demand for affordable furnished housing. But don't worry, as your furnished housing experts, we're here to help. Contact your relocation management company and ask them to source your corporate housing needs from Amber Lodging Company. Place a request, sit back, and get ready to enjoy a really great experience. Amber Lodging Company will do all the work, and you'll look like a hero. We can't wait to take care of you.
Okay, we're back from the break. Again, we're here with Linnea Quihoy of Trimble.
Welcome to K-Move Radio, Linnea.
Hi.
Thank you for being on our show.
Thank you for having me.
Good. Linnea, I understand you are co-chairing the conference for BAM, correct?
I am. I am working alongside Joe Leese and many other people working diligently to pull this thing together and have it be the best conference we've ever had.
But that's quite a goal because last year's was outstanding.
Right.
This one's going to be better.
Wow.
Good.
Last year's was a sellout.
Yeah, and we've increased the numbers, and we hope to sell it out again.
Good. Great. Well,
I'm looking forward to it. And it's close to our office place right here in Fremont.
That's right. Lorraine's going to be the official photographer and videoer. Is that what you call it?
Videographer.
Thank you. Again, you know, our listeners know that Lorraine Carasosa is the Vice President of Pronunciation, for good reason. So we have a question for you, actually. We have two.
Linnea, why should HR, Global Mobility Professionals, attend a BAM meeting?
Whether you're new in the industry or you've been in global mobility for years, you will always learn something new. You will always take away so much from this conference. You will gain a deeper understanding of all the nuances that come along with global mobility and immigration. We will have sessions where you can ask questions and really have the opportunity to join in the conversation, gain a true understanding of everything that is global mobility and all the trends that are constantly changing.
During the regular BAM meetings, I know the corporate people meet by themselves for a roundtable. Mm-hmm. Does that happen at the conference this year?
We are going to actually have something called Coffee with Peggy. Mm-hmm. And Peggy, as you know, she is the president of ERC. Mm-hmm. And so the corporate attendees will have the opportunity to come early, have coffee with Peggy, and discuss global mobility trends prior to the conference start.
Oh, man. I want to sneak in that meeting.
Me too.
We can't.
Peggy Smith, of course, has been on K-Move Radio, and it's going to be coming to K-Move Radio soon. Mm-hmm. For another show, she's going to fly into San Jose Airport, then we're going to take the K-Move helicopter and fly her here to our studio in Fremont, California. So that's for the attendees to hear Peggy Smith. That alone makes the event very worthwhile.
It does.
Yeah, it's really
going to
be awesome.
Linnea, how do you sell this to your boss? How do you get a day off to attend a BAM conference?
Well, I think the topics of the conference really sell itself. If you want your employee to be fully engaged in the program and to have a full understanding, be the subject matter expert, how can you say no?
Wow,
true.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. And also, I think it'd be great if you could even maybe invite your boss to see the value behind it.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. You just have to make sure your boss gets registered. And they have to be a BAM member or they have to pay.
Yeah.
If they are a corporate attendee, they can attend for free, but they do need to make sure that they become a BAM member first.
Good.
Good enough.
I really like your idea, Linnea, of showing the boss the classes that you'll be attending and the topics, because always BAM has great topics in their meetings.
They do.
Yeah. That's a good one.
We strive every year to make sure that we are really staying on top of industry trends so we can bring the newest, most relevant information to our global mobility peers.
Well, I'm going to thank you for, I know from the listeners of K-Move Radio that are corporate mobility people, because I know that they'll find that useful. Thank you very much, Linnea.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at the BAM conference.
All right.
Can't wait.
Thank you.
Bye. Great show, Clay.
That was a good show. Very informative. And I hope that all of our listeners enjoyed it and learned about the BAM conference, because that is our role. We like to give out information to the mobility community, because after all, we are
the radio for Relo.
The radio for Relo. Talk radio for the mobility community. So we hope this is educational for you as well as entertaining.
And we also like to thank our guests today, Ciela, Jolice, and Linnea.
And with that, I think we should say happy birthday again to Lorraine and let you all know that she's accepting gift cards over $100 each. Your pick of the store. Happy birthday, Lorraine.
Gee, thank you. Also, don't forget to like us on our Facebook page, K-Move Radio, and catch us on our website and all our shows at kmove.biz. Okay, now it's time to play the bonus jingle for BAM. Let us know your thoughts.